Well, John, after all of the hard work that the lads have put in over the last 3 weeks, you've just ended up falling short in the last two games and unfortunately can't get out of the group now.
Yeah, not what we wanted, not what we came into the competition looking for, obviously. And at the halfway stage through the competition, or maybe, as you say, a couple of games ago, it looked like we might be able to get ourselves into the knockout stages, but as you say, not quite.
I mean, we can look back and, you know, had a good opportunity to press home and win at Worcester on Sunday when you were 122 without loss. Today, you won the toss, but never really put Lancashire under the pressure and allowed too many runs on the board.
Yeah, against Worcester, as you say, we probably that has to be looked at as an opportunity missed. Today, I think all aspects of the game were just not quite enough, really. I mean, even on a good pitch, you're never really entirely comfortable when the opposition get 300. But that being said, it was a good pitch, and even though small boundaries can be tough to defend, big spaces can be tough to defend as well. And if we'd managed to put them under a bit more pressure in the last 10 overs by having some established batsmen at the crease, I think it would have been tough for them to defend that.
I think when you took the pace off the ball, particularly that period when Paul Collingwood and George Harding were bowling in tandem, you really slowed Lancashire down, but the ball just seemed to be sticking, and it was too many sort of short balls for their batsmen to be able to, you know, to eat out on, really.
Yeah, as I say, 300, it's really a situation where you walk off feeling that you've done well. It wasn't, you know, a massive total, but I certainly think we could have done better. Could have limited them to a few more. You say Paul and George bowled particularly well through that middle period. It's a five-man bowling attack. It was a six-man bowling attack today, and overall, they worked together, and they didn't quite get it as right as often as they possibly should have done.
You didn't really recover from the start that you had. You lost Keaton for 10, and then Steve Cook spent 24 hours out of the last 3 or 4 days on flights coming to and fro from South Africa. He went for 8, and there was a lot of repair work to do, wasn't there? And then you got Michael Richardson suffered an injury. He ended up with a runner. That caused a run out at one point as well. And, you know, even though he got the 50, he was struggling. And what is the situation with him?
I will know more about Richo tomorrow. It's a bit early to say, obviously a little bit sore at the moment, but we'll know a little bit more tomorrow. With regards to the two early wickets, yeah, that's not ideal, but the new ball can always do that. I think with everybody from 3 to 8 getting to 20, but nobody really making a significant contribution, alongside the fact that plenty of partnerships are 30 plus but no significant partnership, they're the areas I think that from a batting point we have to look at and say, well, you know, something. Well, a pair or an individual there had to go much bigger if we were going to chase down 300.
So it was, I mean, the run out of Paul Collingwood just came at really the wrong time, didn't it? Just as Michael Richardson was starting to slow down with the injury he'd suffered as well. You needed those two to hang around.
Yeah, we've turned to Paul a lot in this competition in that sort of stage of the innings. Obviously, the top three have done well throughout the competition, you know, irrespective of who that top three has been. It's been, you know, a couple of different people at times. But through the middle, Paul's been the consistent one. Don't think we can keep going back to Paul. Somebody else also has to stand up now and again, as well as Paul's done. Run-outs are never good. There's always blame to be thrown about at those stages. It derailed us again with another guy who was on 20-odd just starting to get going.
Were you aware at the start of your innings that it was likely Nottinghamshire weren't going to get back on the pitch at Northants, and therefore a win would have seen you through?
I could see the scores. I could see the everything online that was saying that it was raining and it was delayed, and they were inspecting at 7:30, I think was the last I saw, and then they called it off. But I mean, I didn't know how bad it was out at Northampton. I wasn't really a lot we could do. All we could really do was focus on this game and see if we could get this right, but ultimately we didn't.
You've missed out in the end on 2 points, and you had a better run rate than Nottinghamshire. It's going to sound a bit like a bridge too far now. Was it the bridge at Nijmegen? You know, was it today's defeat? Was it the defeat at Worcester? Was it the 2-point penalty from the ECB?
We knew the 2-point penalty was there at the start of the competition, so we knew we had to overcome that. We can dwell on it today if we want, but it's not really relevant because we started this competition with that minus two. So, it's ultimately a little galling, maybe, that those 2 points haven't has worked against us. But we knew that was the case at the start, so there's no point in getting too upset about it now.
Yeah. You now head off to Sussex. It's back to the county championship. You start your game on Sunday after everybody else has already got into the swing of things. It'll give you a few extra days to try and get one or two of the walking wounded fit again, which I think will be a bit of a plus.
Might need more than a couple of days, to be honest. I could do with a couple of weeks, but yeah, we are looking a little thin at the moment, but hopefully Nigel will be able to do some magic work in the next couple of days and get a few more people standing.